The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Monday, October 31st, 2022. The first secretary of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of Cuba and president of the Republic congratulated Luis Inácio Lula da Silva, elected president of Brazil in the second round of elections in the South American giant. On the social network Twitter, the president wrote, "Dear Brother Lula, I congratulate you on behalf of the Cuban government and people who celebrate your great victory in favor of unity, peace, and Latin American and Caribbean integration. Always count on Cuba." Díaz-Canel pointed out that they delayed his victory with atrocious methods, but they could not prevent him from winning within the vote of the people, and added that with his victory, social justice will return to Brazil. For his part, Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez sent congratulations to Lula da Silva and the people of Brazil for the triumph achieved, a victory against injustices and for peace and unity, he added. Other international figures have shown their support to the newly elected head of state, who expressing on the same digital platform that they celebrate the victory of the Brazilian people. With 99.29% of the votes processed, the candidate for the Workers' Party obtained 50.86% of the votes against 49.14% for Jair Bolsonaro, the outgoing president of that nation. In the early hours of Sunday, October 30, a surface unit of Border Guard troops assisted a group of 26 people aboard a speedboat with U.S. registration, which violated Cuba's territorial waters and was found disabled and adrift in Nazaval Bay in Encrucijada in the central province of Villa Clara. The Ministry of the Interior reports that among those rescued were four minors, including a girl with acute symptoms of dehydration. Immediate assistance was provided to these people, who were then transferred to land. The minor was sent to a public health unit. According to the initial statements of those involved in the incident, the traffickers abandoned them to their fate on the boat. The competent Cuban authorities are carrying out a pertinent investigation for the total clarification of the events. Once again, the impunity with which human trafficking operations are organized and coordinated in the United States, which encourages criminal individuals to carry out these actions that endanger the lives of human beings, including minors, is evident. Cuba is preparing a Citizenship Act and working on the promotion of relations with immigrants, a senior official of the Cuban Foreign Ministry said in Montevideo. The announcement was made by General Director of Consular Affairs and Cuban Residents Abroad, Ernesto Soberón. It was done at a meeting with compatriots living in Uruguay held at the Cuban Embassy in the capital. Soberón explained that for the next legislature of the Cuban Parliament, bills on passport and foreigners' affairs should also be approved. He stressed that the new constitution enforcing Cuba since 2019 allows dual and more citizenships, but this requires legislation. The diplomat held migration talks with the Uruguayan Foreign Ministry, which he considered positive in the common intention of promoting an orderly, regulated, and safe immigration. And in the international agenda, we have that Brazil's president-elect Luis Inácio Lula da Silva reiterated that his victory at the polls is of the people and democracy, and is the most consecrated victory after defeating authoritarianism and fascism. "This is not my victory. It's not only a victory of the Workers' Party. It was a victory of all women and men who love democracy," Lula said in a crowded Paulista Avenue in Sao Paulo, where shouts of freedom were heard amid a rainbow of flags and slogans shouted until early Monday. Hoarsely, due to the successive speeches in the last days of the campaign, the former unionist pointed out that it is also the success of those who resolve to free Brazil from authoritarianism. Lula also said he was very excited because it was the most difficult war he had faced, referring to the attacks against him and fake news during the electoral campaign. Meanwhile, the coordinator of the Political and Government Studies Program of the Bolivarian University of Venezuela, Luis Alvarez, predicted a new victory for Cuba in its struggle against the U.S. blockade. In an interview with Prensa Latina, the Venezuelan professor assured that the commitment of the international community to the island will be reaffirmed once again. On the eve of the presentation by Havana of the draft resolution against the hostile policy at the United Nations General Assembly on previous occasions, the whole world will reject that genocidal and criminal policy applied by the U.S. government against the people whose only sin is to be fighting for their dignity, to exercise their sovereignty, to be masters of their destiny, the professor ratified. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.